百坤的知音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的瓦什纳奉献者，大家晚上好。今天是2021年1月19日星期二晚上，我们又荣幸的邀请到了亲爱的 Kalchana Swami 为我们讲解圣典不加瓦坛，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。Mara?
Yeah.
Today is verse 9.
Chapter 8.
Chapter 9.
Chapter 9, verse 9.
Yes. 12, verse 12.
Okay.Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Balabha KiranadhaGopi Jana Balabha Kivaradhama Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nandana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nandana Yamunatira Vanachari YamunatiraVanachari Jaya Raya Nada Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana BalabhaGiribhara Dhamma Gopi Jana Balabha Giribhara Dhamma Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nandana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nandana Yamuna TiraYamuna Tira Vanacham Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana BalabhaGiribhara Dhamma Gopi Jana Balabha Giribhara Dhamma Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Jamuna Tira Vana ChamaYamuna Tira Manachami Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Srimad Bhagavatam 11.9.12
圣典不加瓦坛第十一篇第九章十节十三
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Yasmin Mano Labdha Padam Yare Tat Shanai Shanair Muchati Karma Renum Satvena Vridena Rajastramascha Viduya Nirvanam Vaitya Nindanam Shanai Shanai Munshati Karma Renum Satvena Vridena Rajastamascha Viduya Nirvanam Upaitya Nindanam Yasmin Manolabda Padam Yadetat Shanaya Shanaya Munshati Karma Renun Satvena Vridena Rajastamascha Viduya Nirvanam Upaitya Nindanam. One more time. Yasmin Manolabda Padam Yadetat Shanaya Shanaya Munshati Karma Renun Satvena Vridena Rajastamascha Viduya Nirvanam Upaitya Nindanam. Words Yasmin, in which the Supreme Lord.
字对字. Yasmin, 对那至尊主.
Mana, the mind.
心意.
Labda, having obtained.
已经获得了.
Padam, a permanent situation.
一个永恒的处境.
Yadeta, that very mind.
那个心意.
Shanai, gradually, step by step.
逐渐一步一步.
Munshati gives up.
放弃.
Karma. Of fruitive activities.
果报活动的.
Renun, the contamination.
污染.
Satvena, by the mode of goodness.
凭着善良属性.
Vridena, which has grown strong.
变得强而有力.
Raja, the mode of passion.
激情属性.
Tama, the mode of ignorance.
愚昧属性.
Cha, also.
也.
Viduya, giving up.
放弃.
Nirvanam, the transcendental position in which one is united with the object of his meditation.
一个人和他冥想的对象.
Upaiti, please.
Nirvana 是那个超然的处境, 一个人和他的冥想对象结合在一起, Upaiti, 取得了.
It's a long one. Nirvana is a famous word, but people don't know what it means. But it's in the Bhagavad Gita, it's in the Bhagavatam, it's not just a Buddha word.
Nirvana, 它是...
Upaiti, achieves.
取得了.
Anindanam, without fail. Without fuel. Mind can be controlled when it is fixed on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Having achieved a stable situation, the mind becomes free from polluted desires to execute material activities. Thus, as the mode of goodness increases in strength, one can completely give up the modes of passion and ignorance, and gradually one transcends even the material mode of goodness. When the mind is freed from the fuel of the modes of nature, the fire of material existence is extinguished. Wow. When one achieves the transcendental platform of direct relationship with the object of his meditation, the Supreme Lord, that's a fantastic shloka.
一文
so complete. Really amazing. Really glad we read that.
当心意专注于至尊人格守神时，才被得以控制。心意稳定之后， 才不再有想要从事物质活动的所有不洁欲望。如此，当善良属性强势时，人方能完全摒弃激情和愚昧属性，继而甚至能逐渐超越物质的善良属性。当心意不再受自然属性刺激，物质存在之火便会熄灭，继而人到达直接与他冥想的对象至尊主连接的超然层面。
Om Gana Tilandasya Ganandana Shimakari Chaksu Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam. My glasses must be moved. Dati swa. The interaction of the three modes of material nature create great obstacles in one's path of spiritual advancement. And there is danger that one may be thrown down into the darkness of ignorance. Those who are experienced in practical psychology know the dangers of the uncontrolled mind and constantly endeavor to bring the mind under control. If one can free oneself from the influence of passion and ignorance, then life becomes very auspicious. Controlling the mind and thereby freeing oneself from the influence of the material modes of nature is the only means of making actual progress in life. The word yasmin in this verse, according to Srila Sridhar Swami, indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the reservoir of all pleasure, giving up the material propensities of the mind does not mean merging into the impersonal existence. Such as an experience in dreamless sleep. As stated in this verse, Sattvena Vridena, one must become firmly established in the mode of goodness and then gradually rise onto the spiritual platform where one may dwell in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
要指自然三属性的相互作用在人的灵修道路上制造重重阻碍，所以人可能有被投进愚昧黑暗的危险。按熟实用心理学的人了解未受控制的心意岌岌可危，故而坚持不懈努力控制心意。如果人能不受物质激情愚昧属性影响，生命就变得非常吉祥，控制心意，从而使自己免于物质自然属性影响，是取得人生进步真正进步的唯一方法。Shri Sridhar Swami 说，本世节的 Yasmin 一词指的是至尊人歌手神一切快乐之源，摒除心意的物质倾向不意味着与非人格存在融为一体，像无梦的睡眠所体验的那样。正如本师节说 Sattvena Vridena， 人应该坚定不移地处在善良属性中，然后逐渐升至灵性层面，在那里能与至尊人格守神住在一起。
Om Agana Timirandasya Kananjana Shalakaya Chaksu Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Jadati Swa Parantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sam Okay, this is interesting. Now, in this verse we have Shanai, Shanai, gradually or step by step.
这个世界里有个词叫 Shanai, Shanai, 就是逐步的,一步一步的,逐渐。
In Bhagavad Gita also, we have the same. In chapter 6, verse 25, Shanai Shanai Parame Puja Driti Grihitaya Atma Samstamana Kritva Nakinshadapi Chintaye. That gradually, step by step, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence, sustained by full conviction. So the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think of nothing else. 。And so the same thing, it gradually, step by step, the process works. You don't expect instant nirvana or instant Goloka. Can happen, but generally it's a gradual process.
Thank you. 人应该凭着建立在坚定的信念之上的智性，逐步达到神定境界。因此，应该将心意专注于我自我，而不去想别的事情。所以，格鲁卡文的格鲁卡是可以达到的目标。 但是是需要一个逐渐的渐进的一步步走到那。And
it says the mind should be fixed on the self. That's the self with an English capital S. That means the super soul, the super self, the Lord in the heart.
这里说专注于自我，这个英文词 self， 它前面是大写。 大写就意味着是超灵，而不是个体灵魂。Because
that word atma means itself. That can mean the body, it can mean the mind, it can mean the soul, or it can mean the supreme soul.
Atma 它可以指躯体、心意、自我，也可以指超灵。
That means you have to stop, gradually stop any external sense activity.
Yeah.
Then you can become meditation, and you can become quietness and all that.
之后便可以进行冥想。
One should think of no pleasure aside from the pleasure of the Supreme Self.
除了至尊自我的快乐之外，一个人不应当去想着别的快乐。
So here, I think it was Saturday morning. This is probably a perfect answer for Janak, the question we had from Janak, not Janak, who's our question man, and so the questions. He was asking about the mode of nature and all these things. This verse is a perfect answer to many questions. So the interaction of the modes of nature, which are always mixing, they make it difficult. It's easy to get entangled.
物质自然属性, 它总是交, 混杂在一起, 所, 就是使人陷在里头, 很难出来。
The uncontrolled mind is very dangerous.
当心意没有受到智性控制的时候，就会被感官东拽西拽的，他就这样。 就会受制于色欲、愤怒、贪婪。
So it's here stressing that we want to get out from the passion and ignorance and be fixed in goodness. Then from goodness we can cultivate spiritually.
在这里就说了，一个人想要摆脱愚昧的依附，需要培养善良属性。 从善良属性进而培养灵性。
Giving up the propensity of the mind, it doesn't mean we merge into no existence. That's what some people want.
放弃心意的倾向并不等同于就是没有非存在的一种状态。
But if we can become in the mode of goodness, then that we know we have to practice. And that's why Bhagavad Gita gives us, you know, quite detailed description of activities in the different modes of nature. So we can practice in the mode of goodness and avoid the passion of ignorance. Be able to recognize it when it comes and say, no, I don't want it.
如果一个人他要摆脱激情和愚昧的影响，他必须要了解，善良、激情、愚昧属性，他们各自都是什么样的表现，都有哪些活动。这样，每当愚昧和激情出现的时候，他们就可以一口拒绝。So
if we can come fixed up in the mode of goodness, so we have to eat in the mode of goodness, talk in the mode of goodness, dress in the mode of goodness, all these different things. Sleep in the mode of goodness, that means not too much and not too little. Balanced life in the mode of goodness.
我们应该专注于善良属性，我们应该是在善良属性当中吃进食，在善良属性当中谈话，在善良属性当中的穿着，善良属性中睡眠，就意味着不要睡太多，不要睡太少，然后就有一个平衡的生活，这善良属性。
In this day and age, people have such unbalanced life. You know, they work very strange hours.
这个年代的人们，他们的生活都奇奇怪怪的，他们会在那种非常奇怪的时间点工作。
I saw in Japan one nightclub or drinking bar, and they get opened at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock night.
在日本呢，有一个夜，在日本，我看到一个现象，就是有一家夜总夜 夜晚俱乐部夜总会，它晚上11点或12点才开始营业。
Because people are working like that, they're working till midnight, they're working sometimes,、and then they want to go out drinking. So the bar opens at midnight and closes at 8 in the morning.
因为人们就是这样的工作的，然后他们半夜工作，然后工作完了下了班，他们就在半夜就直接就去。去这个酒吧就开始喝酒，然后到8点钟，这个酒吧就开始就打烊了，关门。
Well, people are working all night and they're sleeping in the daytime and they're just eating and junk food and so their life is completely crazy. There's not even a motive passion anymore.
人们会有这种现象，他们白天睡觉，晚上工作，然后他们吃那些垃圾食品、快餐，他们的生活是非常的疯狂的，甚至还没有到达激情属性的层面。
Well, they're working in the mode of passion, thinking I'll get enough money and then I won't have to work later. But then they're so tired from working in the mode of passion, they take shelter of the mode of ignorance and just shift around.
一个在激情属性当中工作的人，他们就会拼命的赚钱，然后呢，他们工作累了之后，他们就用酒精来打发自己。
So let's just read because this verse is really wonderful. It's one of the great verses. The 11th candle is full of amazing verses.
那第十一篇，有很多很多非常棒的诗节，这个诗节就是其中之一。
So much of it is Krishna teaching Uddhava, the Uddhava Gita, which is an expansion of the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 给 Uddhava 的教很多教导，这些教导都是薄伽梵歌的教导的扩展。
And the mind can be controlled when it's fixed on the Supreme Personality of God.
只有当心意专注于至尊性格守神的时候，心意才得被控制。
Mindfulness. Fill your mind with Krishna.
英文词叫 mindfulness， 意思就是说让你的心意充满着 Krishna。
Virginia, some time back, he was asking about mindfulness, if that's something for Krishna consciousness. Yes, but not mindful of nonsense, but full of Krishna.
有一次，若真真帕布问了一个问题，有关于小心翼翼的，英文是这样翻译过来的，并不是说你的心里装的那些乱七八糟的，而心意里充满 Krishna， 所以这会小心。
Then, having achieved this, then the mind gets free from the polluted, the desire, the material activities.
达到了这个境界之后，一个人就能摆脱这些欲望，物质欲望。
That's what Prahlad is praying for. Please destroy these material desires in my heart and my demons.
这是普拉德马哈拉者的祈祷，请把我内心这些像恶魔一样的物质欲望都毁灭了吧。
And that's where our big problem is. We have these material desires, and then we think about how to satisfy them.
这个就是问题症结所在。我们内心有物质欲望，我们总是想着怎么满足这些物质欲望。
And it's very tiring just to think about it. You know,
只是想着。
It's plans for the material pleasure. It's very tiring and difficult.
只为物质快乐做种种的计划，这个非常令人感疲惫看。
Then we can give up the modes of passion and ignorance. If we can rise above the modes of passion and ignorance, then we can start to really cultivate spiritual life.
之后我们就可以超越激情和愚昧属性，用善良超越激情和愚昧。当到达了善良时，然后可以进一步升上到灵性层面。
Okay, so how to do that? Basic Krishna conscious practices. Chanting regularly every day, that balancing your life. No matter what, you chant 16 rounds, you follow the regulated principles, take only prasadam. You know, it's sometimes a little difficult, it seems troublesome, but the results are really good.
那怎么才能做到上面所说的到达灵性层面呢？就是通过培养 Krishna 知觉，每天要念诵16圈，有过一种平衡的生活，有遵守规范，只荣耀 Prasada。这个有时候有点困难，但是结果是非常好的。
And cultivate the mode of goodness. Study Bhagavad Gita, where it says food in the mode of goodness, talking in the mode of goodness, looking, giving charity in goodness, everything in goodness. It tells us how to do it.
《博伽梵歌》也说了如何处在善良属性当中，只吃善良属性的食物，只说善良属性的话，在善良属性当中工作，在善良属性当中布施，一切都行在善良属性当中。
And then the mode of goodness will become stronger and stronger, and it will conquer the mode of passion and ignorance.
这样一来，善良属性就会变得越来越强势，从而征服了激情和愚昧。
Then gradually we transcend the mode of goodness also, come into the transcendental, Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness.Nothing to do with material nature. That happens if you just keep practicing Krishna consciousness and doing as much service as you can and praying and trying to be focused in mind, one point of attention, only Krishna, 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 Krishna.
超越激情和愚昧到善良属性，再进而也要超越善良属性到达 Suddha Sattva 纯粹善良的层面，然后摆脱了所有物质自然形态，不断的修习 Krishna 知觉，去祈祷，尽可能多的做福，专注于心意，专注于 Krishna Krishna Krishna。
It's like a fuel of the modes of nature. When the mind gets that fuel out, then the fire of material existence can't burn anymore. It's a very interesting way of putting it. really poetic.
这里说的当心意摆脱了自然形态这个燃料，那么物质存在的火焰就熄灭了，很有诗意的话。
When we keep the modes of nature in our mind and keep thinking of doing activities in ignorance or fashion, then it burns us up and the mind is unfair.
当我们的心意是就是装满的激情属性了，它就会燃烧起来。
Now the next verse gives an example.
下个是
Sadaivam Atman Yavaruda Chito Naveda Kinshipaya Antaram Va Yateshu Karo Nirpatim Vidantam Nisho Gatatmana Jai Shaparshi. When the consciousness is completely fixed on the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one no longer sees duality or internal or external reality. An example is like an arrow maker who was so absorbed in making a straight arrow, he did not even see the king himself passing right next to him.
第十三个十节十三就举了一个例子，译文如此，当人的知觉完全专注在绝对真理是尊人歌手神上，便不再看到二元性，即内外事实，就如剑商专心造剑，甚至未觉察到国王亲自从他跟前路过。
That's, you know, really absorbed in his work, you know, because the king, when he goes by, is not just by himself, you know, it's a big parade, but he was so absorbed in making his arrow that he didn't notice anything. So that's how a trance is.
这个剑商他是这么专心的在制造他的弓箭，射出的箭，他甚至没有意识到这个国王的大队人马就从他面前经过，就是他完全处在神定当中了。
So when Brihat Maharaj came to the place of that sage, and he was in a trance. So that means his senses were not functioning externally. He's in a trance, you know, thinking of the super soul, exchanging with whatever. So he didn't notice that the king came.
当 Parikshit 大军呢，他进入这个圣人的这个冥想的地方的时候，这个圣人他的感官，他已经完全收摄了他的感官，他的感官已经不再行使功能了。他完全专注于超灵，在跟超灵进行交流，所以根本就没有注意到 Parikshit 的大军来了。
There was another case in Gajendra the elephant. Previously, he was a king.But he went off and he was absorbed in meditation and samadhi trance. And when the sage Agastya Muni came, the king didn't even notice him because he was turned off from the material world.
另一个例子就是那个感真者，他上一世是个国王，他也是在那专心的冥想。那完全就是把自己也从物质世界关了起，把物质世界关在了外面，然后当 Agastya Muni 来的时候，他也没有注意到。
So this is important. It's understood that when the king moves, you know, there's drums and noise and soldiers and everything. And this guy didn't even notice it. He was absorbed in his work.
So, 在要旨里就说了，当国王出门上街，都有锣鼓开道，文武官员随行护驾。虽然如此气派的皇家都有从作坊门前路过，剑商却丝毫未觉察到。
So one who is completely absorbed in loving devotional service to the Absolute Truth, Krishna, no longer pays attention to material illusion.
因为他在全神贯注地履行一己的附定职责，要把剑做得直而锋利，专心致志地为绝对真理师 Krishna 从事奉爱服务的人，不再留意物质幻象。
So if we're absorbed in Krishna and the external things, we don't even care about them at all. Gross, really gross things are easy to ignore. You know, intoxication and meat eating and gambling and all that.
Outside的这个感官享乐，比如说吃肉、喝酒、赌博，就是这些是粗糙的感官享乐，很容易就能够排除掉。
So there's so many things in the material sense gratification. If someone's really absorbed, like the Goswami, they don't care, they don't even notice, they don't even think about ever.
Like Goswami 这样的，进步的参主者，他们就一门心思就专注于Krishna， 他们根本对物质感官享乐就没有想不到这些。
Okay, so let's see if we have any questions. Once again.
好，下面我们来回答问题。Mar, I have some questions.
Really?
Okay, I have three questions. The first one is about in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's Madhyam.
20, 397. Okay, should I look that up? Better should I look it up? Okay, what is it saying?
It in the purport.
Yeah.
It says, Krishna's appearance may be manifest in this universe at one moment, and immediately after his birth, this pastime is manifested in the next universe. After killing a Buddha is manifested, it's next manifested in another universe. That's all the pastime are eternally existing, both in the Goloka Vrindavan and in material universe. And next, in 125 years calculated in to be Krishna's lifetime equal one moment for Krishna, and this pastime manifested in one universe, and the next moment they are manifest in the next universe. So my question is that, first it says that after his birth, this pastime is manifest in the next universe. My question is that, is this Krishna's pastime, this episode of taking birth after it is manifest in this universe, and immediately then Krishna take birth in another universe, or after Krishna finished all his 125 years of pastime, and then it manifests in the next universe.
Which verse is it?
Madhyam
20.
Yeah, 397.
Oh,
我翻译一下，就是这个，我读到了我们的《全天念经》中篇第二十章397世界，那个世界说，当 Krishna 在这一时刻，也许 Krishna 的显现，也许在这个时刻，在这个宇宙展示，立刻当他出生之后，这个消失光就在下一个宇宙展示出来，在他杀死了普丹呢，在这个宇宙之间展示出来之后，接着又在另一个宇宙展示出来，这样所有 Krishna 的消失光就永恒的存在在原始的格罗克门达文星球，并且存在于物质宇宙。
Okay.So, it says Krishna 125 years. For him, that's one moment. And then it says, in the next thing, one moment, he's in another universe. For him, it's one moment. For us, it's 125 years. Follow?
Okay.
That's what it says.
Okay.
125 years on earth for Krishna is not even a moment.
So Krishna 在这个125年的消失光，对我们来说是125年，但对 Krishna 甚至还不是就是还不到片刻的功夫。
But they're going on everywhere.They're always in one universe or another.
但这些消失光，他们总是他们在所有宇宙当中都不是在这个宇宙，在另一个宇宙，就是一个接着一个宇宙的这样展示出来。
So they're always going on somewhere within the material universes.It says it's very difficult to understand because we're very tiny. We can't think even 50 years is a big time for us.
Here, we're very small. We think 50 years of time is already not long.
All right.
Okay. The next question is about, I read in the teaching of Lord Kapila, there is a sentence, it said, God is one. So how can I understand this, God is one?
There's only one God, it's Krishna. And he appears in so many different ways. It's only one.There's not many gods in the universe, there's only one. But he appears in millions of different incarnations in different ways.
Just like the sun and the reflection of the sun or super soul?
Yeah, like within the universe there's only one sun. And it's lighting up the whole universe. And all the light in the universe is really coming from the sun. There's only one sun that's the source of it.
So God is one. And it means that there's only one God, that is Krishna. And Krishna manifests in different...
Unlimited different ways.
In,
but it's not that there's many gods. only one God. But he's everywhere. I mean, like every universe has Vishnu. But ultimately, it's Krishna.
Okay. 哦，我来翻译一下。就我刚才另外一个问题，就是在就卡皮列的教导当中呢，有一句话叫“神是一，神是一，一个”。怎么理解这个？然后的回答就是说，神是一位，就是指的 Krishna。Krishna 他可以无穷无尽的方式。展示他自己。So that God means Krishna, not mean like the incarnation like the Lord, Nishina, Kapila, or Mahavishnu.
Yeah, they're all Krishna, but it's Krishna's original. Krishna's one. They all have different expansions. It's not like there's many, many separate gods. They're all Krishna.There's many demigods, but they're not gods in the world.
Oh. 就是像比如像朱尼生啊卡皮拉这个马威士奴这样他们都是 Krishna 的一个扩展但 Krishna 是最原初的那位神。OK.And then the third question is about there are 10 offenses and about the 6 offenses that interpreted the holy name. How to understand the interpret holy name?
You know what the word interpret means? What do you say in Chinese?
翻译
So it can mean different things. Sometimes translations call it interpreting. To explain things.
Yeah.
So I think that what the event says is, it means you have to explain it, make it clear. So there was one scholar who came to Lord Chaitanya and said, I have an interpretation of the holy name. I've written and I want you to read it.
Oh. 我下一个问题就是问的是在对神的十项冒犯当中第六条冒犯就是解释神的圣名。
But Chaitanya said, no. I only know Yashoda, Govinda, Gopal. That's all I know. Yashoda, Nandana, Govinda, Gopal. I don't want to hear any explanation of what the holy name is. That's what interpreting means. But I have to tell you what it is. But it's Krishna, that's all.
You could...有个学者就来找主柴丹尼亚说我想跟你解释一下圣名是什么然后主柴丹尼亚说不我只知道亚瑟的男的呢狗温的狗怕了就这个学者就想告诉主柴丹尼亚圣名是什么
And I just looked up in the Kapila book God is one It's there three times
Yes,
that's exactly what I said. There cannot be two gods. There's no competition.
If there's competition, there's no God.
There can't be competition, then there wouldn't be God.
Yeah.
Krishna is God no matter what. before there was anything else, and after there's nothing else, Vishnu remains. That's one place. Another place says, we are many, but God is one. There's no limit to the number of jivas, but there's only one Supreme God. He's maintaining everything. God is one, but there's not that there's a million gods. He can expand millions of forms, but that's different. It's not that he's, it's still his expansions. Okay? Simple. How big a mind for that simple training? Because of the modern education system. Complicated everything.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Clear, yes.
That's what the Muslims say, La La Ilaha Muhammadur Lala. There's only one God, Allah.
就是 Krishna 就是在主 Kapila 教导词当中就说到了，在 Krishna 之前存在之前没有任何事物，在他之后也没有任何事物，就是神就是一，神是一，但是 Jiva 是众多的，这一同一位神，他维系着所有生物，就像在穆斯林教，伊斯兰教当中就是说，阿拉只有一位上帝。
Okay, any more questions?
有问题吗？ 大家有问题吗？ What? 没有, no question.
Really? There's time for everything. All right. Are you sure no question?
Sati.
All right, with me, I'm very tired. But, sometimes the devotees also get tired. Maybe they're just satisfied finally, they understood.
Yes.
Okay, so I really like to go to China, but they're not letting anybody in. You know, they canceled all visas.
Yes, now it's not possible. Even the people from other provinces cannot enter into Beijing.
Is that right?
Yes.
So they're getting more sick people or something?
Yes, yes. Every day there will be new cases coming up, pop up. But they are all cured.
Yeah, they're not really very, very sick. Nobody's dying, right?
Yes, yes.
It's just but, like but, the flu. This time of year, everywhere people get sick anyway. You know?
Yes. Yes.
People die.
Yes.
People.
Yes, now because people are getting checked to make sure they are not affected this virus.
Yeah, the tests are not reliable either, so you know, nobody knows what's going on. But birth, death, and old age and disease is always there. Can't stop it. No matter how many you do, you can't stop death from coming in.
Yes.
If you're going to die, you can lock yourself in the biggest bank vault, but the death will walk right through the walls.
Yes. Yes. Right. Here's a question.
Okay.
这位奉献者问，请问Guru，学习国家放歌，所有问题会自动解决，是什么意思？是不用努力了吗？谢谢。So, this devotee is asking, so What does it mean that studying learning Bhagavad Gita, all questions, all problems can be solved automatically? Is that a way? There's no need for endeavoring?
No, then you know how to endeavor, so you can take care of all the problems. You know what? You have to endeavor to connect with Krishna.
不是的，是习了佛家梵歌之后，你就知道如何去努力了，如何去照顾这些问题。照顾这些问题，如何去跟 Krishna 联系在一起。
And then when you rise above this, most of the problems are just in the mind, you know, because you're so disturbed by things that are just normal to the world. So it can be solved when you understand the principles of Bhagavad Gita, and we know how to act, we know what to do and what not to do.
当你超越了所有这些之后，你就明白所有这些问题它只是在我们的心意当中，这些都是物质世界的问题，但是我们知道了原则，我们就知道该怎么去做，做什么不做什么。
Right? So as we read Bhagavad Gita more and we actually apply it in our life, and we remember about the mode of goodness, and before we react to whatever is happening around us, we remember the mode of goodness and try to act in the mode of goodness. And we don't get entangled and suffer so much. And we can rise above it.
我们越多的读佛的梵歌，我们就会去加以实践，我们会记住它，然后我们就知道该怎么去做，怎么去对待这个问题，而且怎么去超越这些问题了。
Okay. It's not just reading the Bhagavad Gita, we have to practice what it says. Jnana and Vijnana. You learn about something and you have to do it.
这不是仅仅阅读的问题，还要去练习，就实践。有梵文词就称为 Jnana。和 Vijnana 是知识， Vijnana 就是觉悟，要去做。Maharaj?
Yes.
Yeah, just now you mentioned that we work in the mode of goodness.
Yes. It's all described in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 18.
Okay. 反正就是佛家梵歌如何在善良形态当中工作，在佛家梵歌十八章也都讲了，所有都讲了。This devotee said thank you.
Okay, so can we finish? Or are we finished?
Yes. Then we finished. Finished with the concluding word.
We hope to see you again soon.
Om
Yo Rong Yao A little bit closer.
Yes. 10 stand. Quite good. Oh, 那百坤的这一服务员听，我们非常感谢涛春萨米马尔给我们带来精彩讲课，也感谢奉献者的耐心的也感谢马尔给我们的耐心的回答，还有感谢奉献者提出的问题，非常感谢所有奉献者聆听，祝大家夜梦吉祥 ，Hare Krishna。
Yo yo rong yao gui yu yu gui de fang sha de. So yo rong yao gui yu yu gui de fang sha de. So yo rong yao gui yu yu gui de fang sha de. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.